You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida, right adjacent to the police station. How cool is that?
Wow. Safe. Yeah. We're all safe. Very safe.
Yes. And we are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere. Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
That's right. All over the World Wide Web, 1510wbc.com. You can click on that link and it will take you right to the website where you can hit the Listen Live button and get us on any one of your listening devices. Or you can hit the On Demand button and pick by date every single Monday for the last 14 years.
I don't know if
it's all archived on there, but it's definitely the last few years of shows. But if you go to any one of our social media channels or our website, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, the website is sitamediainc.com. You can get all of our shows with the names that you can search by name. You can search by topic and some other great ways to do that. And you can also see all of our sponsors where you can click on and actually go right to their websites as well. Excellent. But I want to talk about one of our sponsors today that's sponsoring our show.
Well, you know, Elle, we always have to have people who want to sponsor the nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I put in a few calls to some friends or Facebook Messenger or text them. And our friend Bobby.
Bobby Whitmore, yes, who always comes through, by the way, and mm-hmm. has the cutest little shop down in Cocoa Village. If you haven't been there, you need to make sure that you get down there. Bobby's at Parkside has been styling women in Brevard County for the last 14 years. We believe that if you look good, you'll feel good, and you'll do good things. They are known for their contemporary pearl jewelry and our lifestyle apparel collections. And as a destination Liverpool store, they carry an extension collection of the Liverpool brand, including their fabulous line of denim that they're famous for. So stop in and see Bobby's at Parkside in historic Cocoa Village. And one of the things that folks might not realize about Bobby's at Parkside is that Bobby herself was a travel, steward, they don't call them stewardess anymore, flight attendant, there you go. And because of that, she was able to travel to many, many destinations and be able to get to some of these very unique shops and stores and people that were selling unique jewelry. So she brought all of those travels right there to Cocoa Village.
So
and her store
passport.
Reflects that.
When you go to Bobby's.
You do not need a passport.
She can tell you
the story about how she, just like with this Liverpool brand specifically, she can tell you how they acquired that. So once again, Bobby Whitmore, thank you so much. Make sure you stop into Bobby's at Parkside down in historic Cocoa Village.
Great. And for our listeners who are tuning in today for the first time, or for our listeners who are repeat listeners, there are some people that listen religiously every Monday, and there are some that listen afterwards to the podcast. Our show today is no different from any other show, but today it's one of our friends that, from the beginning, Ellen, certain people supported us, and Vimery, how do you say your last name?
Monopoly,
just like Monopoly.
Just like Monopoly.
Oh, Jesus, I don't have it. You supported us, Marie, from the beginning. I remember when we were at the other station.
Mm-hmm.
You believed in Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and you showed up. And we were so happy back then to have people that really wanted to be part of our show. Who knows? Nobody knew we would be on 14, going on 15 years. But we sit here on Mondays, Ellen O'Neill and myself, my co-host, my right hand, my friend. Not everybody have a friend that they could say is truly a friend, but Ellen is a true friend.
Oh.
And then, of course, we have Allie. Allie Tambor comes in with us on Mondays. She's our guest resident intern at this point. She lives with us right here in the studio on Mondays.
I'm a vagabond.
And, of course, Danny runs aboard. So thank you to everyone. I mean, all of us are looking forward to Christmas. People are putting up their Christmas trees already and Thanksgiving, and so we're happy to be here and happy for our sponsors. Our show is today, we have Vimarie, who's going to be talking about, you had other businesses before, but now you are the Director of Developmental at Aging Matters in Brevard, and we've had people from Aging Matters before to talk about Aging Matters and their mission and all their services and all that. But in addition to that, we'll have a second segment. A gentleman will be calling in later to talk about his book, and he's calling in from San Jose. It's a poetry book. So we'll speak with Mr. Thomas Wells later. So for now, Vimarie, bring us up to date about what you're doing and how did you get started with Aging Matters, because you were not with them before when you came on the first time.
No. Right. Well, first, thank you so much, Ali, Ellen, and Sita, for having me. I hope I'm not going to take over too much of your time, because I can talk, ladies.
Yeah, we like it.
Okay. No, we want to hear all that you can tell us.
That's right.
Yes. So this just very briefly, I started with nonprofit and development about 10 years ago with the American Cancer Society, and then with the Haven for Children, which is a local organization right here in Brevard County. And then a year and a half ago or so, I was honored and blessed to accept the opportunity of being the Director of Development for Aging Matters in Brevard. So I went from kids to seniors.
Yeah.
And it's been fantastic. I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit about our programs, you know, but I want to know, before we discuss the services, that at the heart of Aging Matters, who's been in Brevard County since 1965, that's right, a couple of years, we're going to celebrate 60 years.
Yeah.
It's support of our seniors, of our aging citizens, and making sure they're safe and that they want to stay home, they can stay home.
Right. And yeah, you're like me. You're an island girl.
I am an island girl.
And the island people, like people from the islands, people from elsewhere, we tend to put a lot of respect, a lot of weight, so to speak, on the elderly.
Absolutely.
And me being a nurse for 34 years in our nation's nursing facilities, I can tell you firsthand that I sometimes feel as though we live in a nation, in a world where everybody wants everything nice and shiny and bright, including young people. And when people get older, some, not all, some people just act as though it's over. They discard them. So it's good to know that Aging Matters focuses on the elderly. They need care. They need services. They need a handyman to come to their home. They need transportation, and all this comes just from my brain because I see it all the time.
And you're absolutely right. That's some of our programs, and I'm glad that you have that viewpoint and can see things like that, because you know, when I go to speak with different people and my speaking engagement, or you know, giving a speech, whatever, I often ask, you know, I said, well, who has pets, raise your hand, right? Or who's been out of the country, raise your hand. And then when you ask who's getting older, well, every hand comes up. Right? We're all aging. That's the one thing. But aging is going to look very different for different people.
Right. We're aging gracefully like fine wine.
I hope I'm aging gracefully.
At least it's not like milk.
But it's going to depend. Yes. I hope
that's
not.
The voice of reason right there, Allie.
But it's going to depend on your village, right? Who's around you as you're aging? What are the resources that you have as you're getting older? Well, we like to think that Aging Matters here in Brevard County is part of that village. You know, we're part of that resource. So if it is transportation that you need to go to your doctor's appointment or the pharmacy or to go to the barbershop, we can be that.
And you guys are the lead agency here.
Of senior services.
And we
collaborate with other agencies. Whatever we cannot provide, you can still call us. We hope that we're that first phone call, because we'll get you the services that you need.
Right. And for our listeners who are tuning in, the mission statement of Aging Matters right here in Brevard County, Florida, is to aid the aging citizens and support them in health, safety, and obviously the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
We often hear people talk about the quality of life versus the quantity of life. Mm-hmm. But if you really expand on those words, it means so much. So what Aging Matters does, it assists people with the quality of their life. So tell us a little bit about the services provided by Aging Matters.
Okay. And we have a few services. I'm going to divide them. First, I want to talk about our nutrition program, our nutrition department. We oversee Meals on Wheels here in Brevard County. Meals on Wheels is a national service, a national program, but we oversee it here in Brevard County. Every day out of our community kitchen, we serve or we send out about 1,300 meals for 1,300 homebound seniors here in Brevard County that cannot make food for themselves, right? So this is the guarantee that at least that one meal, it's going to be healthy, it's going to be nutritional, but more than that meal, Tita and friends,
that's us.
Is a daily checkup too.
Right.
So this person is going to receive the meal. You know, our volunteers are going to make sure they're okay. They socialize, which is so important. So every day, AJ Matters is literally fighting hunger and isolation here in this county. We also have seniors at lunch. So we have 13 different sites throughout the county where seniors can gather and get that meal and play bingo or cards or, you know, receive some education, information. So we have that throughout for the people that can drive. We have transportation. It's so important. It is so, so important. And I know that after the pandemic, it's easier for us to get medicine delivered or our groceries delivered, things like that. But our seniors still want to go out. They want to go out, you know, to their supermarket.
Well, you don't want to add to the isolation.
Exactly.
Right?
So we can provide those services through our senior transserve and Vets Driving Vets.
Well, Ellen here transports Allie.
That's for the show.
To and from.
I need all the help I can get.
And here's the thing. They get to chat.
So you understand.
Yeah, they get to chat on the way here. Oh. They get to recap the whole week.
They love it.
And they love it.
They love it.
And Allie has admitted to us that she looks forward to coming on the show.
Oh,
right,
yes.
Allie?
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yes,
and for our clients,
great
it's the same.
For my
week. They become friends.
So what Vera Marie is saying, it resonates with you as well. And you have friends that thinks about things like that.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I was wondering if the program handled someone. For instance, I had some surgery recently. It didn't make me ill, but it made me a little less transportable. And so can it be a temporary thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. But I want to say something very important too, because we're talking about our services, but I also want to talk about support.
Yeah.
We can't do it without community support. So right now we do serve this 1,300 meals, but we have about 300 people on our waiting list. And that is funds and drivers. And we cannot say that enough. We always are going to need funds and we always are going to need volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the funds can be there, but we don't have a driver for that area. And on the side of funds, well, if the income stays the same, but the price of food keeps going up and the price of gas keeps something's got to give. And that's people coming off the list.
Right. And when you say volunteer, you're not saying that you want somebody to volunteer 7 days a week, 24 hours.
Once a month.
You could do 1 or 2 hours a month.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You get a route. You give them a route close to their home even.
And that's it. And you, for those 2 hours, you come pick up the food, you deliver your food, you make someone happy,
contributing.
Contributing, right. And having that contact with them. And yes, I said, we will take it all. Every day, 2 days, whatever
you can
give us.
Yeah. You'll get on the schedule.
Oh, you will get a schedule.
So, Ellen, how does it feel? Because you support not just Allie, but you support so many causes and so many people here in Brevard by just being who you are. You're such a supportive person.
Indeed.
Well, I think it's my way of giving back, and it's not that I don't want to volunteer at organizations, but obviously I'm getting older too, and my friends that were 10 years older than I am are now in need of those support, you know, functions, if you will. So I do what I can. You know, I'm not a nurse, like we've always talked about. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm probably the one that I'm like, ooh, maybe we need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I'm the first one, like, maybe we need to go to the doctor. But more than that, it really is, you know, just humans being humans.
Right.
And if you know somebody in your neighborhood, you know, it doesn't have to be always necessarily going through a nonprofit. If you know someone in your neighborhood that needs assistance or needs help, just being human.
Start with the one closer
good
to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you can't, call Aging Matters in Brevard and let them take it from there.
I've suggested to many people that even if it's that one day that you need, or even if it's that one service that you need, at some point you may be the one that can still give back. You know, you get better, and then all of a sudden, then you start paying it forward. And that's really what happens usually in volunteer organizations anyway. Like somebody that would volunteer at a thrift store, or something like that. All of a sudden, like, the doors open up for you.
Yeah, well, it's all about what we do here, marketing and communicating, education, right? So, Vimarie, I know that Aging Matters does a lot of things for the veterans as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the services and transport services and housing. And I know they help with handyman services
and things. I was going to say, we do have our vets driving vets, and that's very straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
It's vets driving vets to where they need to. So it's one of our transportation programs too. But on the other side, we do home modifications.
Yeah.
So, for example, you need a ramp. Right, because you're not able now to maybe walk like you were before, and that's the thing that you need to stay at home and be safe. We can build that ramp or put handlebars or, you know, whatever it is that we need to make in your house to make it accessible and safe. We also are part of a program right now, I think it ends in December, where we are putting funds for our seniors to help with technology. So tablets and different, you know, cameras.
I wish they would write things bigger for them, like on the medicine bottles.
Well, even things, so if it's a phone that you might not be hearing well, so you need to read it, so we can, you know, provide you with those phones. So things that, you know, we're getting in this technology and AI and all that stuff. And, you know, it's helpful for our seniors too. So we have this program right now that we are accepting a client and see if that's something that they qualify for and something we can do. I want to share a story on that subject, and excuse me because her name doesn't come to mind right now, but she is one of our clients, and she was depressed. She was lonely, you know, and we brought first a tablet, right, so she can, she's a very smart person. She used to conduct the symphony orchestra here in Brevard, and, you know, so she can interact, play games with other people. It was fantastic. But then we took it a step further, and this is going to sound, Sita, I don't even know how, but it was very touching. We provided her with a little, it's like a, almost like a toy, right?
Yes.
So it's a pet, it's a smart pet, and it's a puppy, and the puppy reacts to you, and
see,
barks.
This
and
AI you, business is all
yes,
over.
And,
oh boy.
And barks and reacts to you, and
it
you
makes
feed
her happy.
And all that. It makes her so happy. It makes her so, so happy to have that things she's caring for and interacts, and then she has her tablet and things like that. So, you know, it could happen to any one of us. I know where I am today. I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow, if I'm going to be with my husband or my husband is not longer with me. I was talking to Ali before.
Yeah.
I have two daughters. I hope they live their journey and go wherever life takes them. So for me, being part of this organization as not just staff, but a donor myself, it's almost insurance. I am making sure.
Well, it's everything in your memory bank.
It
so
is.
When it's,
yeah.
It is
almost insurance.
If your memory
I might be the
intact,
one
that
needs
it.
That ramp or that meal or whatever that might be. Because remember, our programs are not income-based, like Meals on Wheels. It's if you need it.
Right.
And many of the clients we serve, they have the means to then pay it forward. But they still need that person to come.
Right. Right. Well, they need to get
help.
Started. Like everything
so,
else, you need to get started. Put a call in.
Yep.
Go on the website.
Absolutely.
But in addition to all of this, you guys also do, I know from experience and talking to people, you have the Meals on Wheels program, but you also have like neighborhood meals as well, luncheons.
Well, that,
so,
yeah. We have seniors at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like I mentioned, we have 13 sites throughout the county. Our newest one is in West Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can come, you can receive your meal, you're going to have, you know, you're going to be gathered with friends and social,
it looks
socializing.
Something to dress
and,
up a little
yes,
bit, right?
And you can get and look forward to, and that happens every day. So Monday to Friday. And again, we like to invite people, sometimes doctors,
maybe I'll have
different
to show
things.
Up one day.
Just, yeah, show up,
you know,
please.
Because I know when my husband had his practice, the little old ladies would dress up just to go to the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And he would tell me that, they would dress up just to go see him. And he would be like, yeah, Mrs. So-and-so came by and she was all dressed up. And she said this was the only outing she'd had in a month.
Wow.
And so a lot of people like that.
Well, truthfully, we want to make seniors at lunch a destination. You know, I think before, a lot of people have, unfortunately, the stigma that programs like this are only for low-income people mm-hmm. that might need a free meal. But that's not the case.
That brings me to our next question. How does one get screened to see what services they can apply for and they can receive, because in addition to the Meals on Wheels, sometimes people need a little light housekeeping. Mm-hmm. They may need a nurse's aide. Mm-hmm. Some people need laundry services. How does one know what you qualify for?
I am not the expert on the qualification, but yeah. we certainly do have experts when yeah. you contact. But yes, you're right. And we do provide, for example, just companionship, which mm-hmm. is what someone might need, or the light housekeeping. Or they might need, you might be a caregiver that needs a break.
Do my laundry.
Yeah. yeah. Can somebody do my laundry?
Yeah, yeah.
I need to share the cost.
And some people share the
cost. And some people share the
cost. Now, I like that idea. Mm-hmm. How does, I mean, that means if...
So when you call in, whether it's the nutrition program, we have a scale 1 to 5, right? So 5 is a person that really needs, that cannot receive this meal unless it's us bringing it, right? And then it goes down from there. They might have their village,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or yeah. some form of getting to this food. But the same thing on the home care department. There will be an evaluation and they will, you know, put you in the category that as needed. But I say that and then I ask, please call us.
Right.
If you think you need that service, if your neighbor needs that service, if you know someone that you think can benefit from those services, please call us.
So here's a question of the hour. Okay. It is Aging Matters is uh-huh. a private, not non-for-profit. Mm-hmm. It's administered. You guys have a board of directors. Mm-hmm. People watch everything. Talk to our listeners a little bit about the funding and how are you able to provide all these wonderful services for the citizens of Brevard.
Okay. So we are a non-profit. Like you mentioned, we actually are, I don't want to say oversee, but through Senior Resource Alliance, they're the ones that, so it's basically the government, SRA, and then us and other
yes.
agencies.
Yeah,
right?
I saw the breakdown. You get some money from events and things. Yeah.
So through them, we get the majority of our funding. So it's attached to federal funds. Then we have state funds, municipal funds, and things like that.
And United
SRA
Way
stands for
Senior Resource Alliance.
Okay.
Right. And I'm grateful United Way also pitches in.
Here locally, yeah. not just pitch in, they are our top contributor
Ooh.
When it comes to matching the funds. So a lot of people don't know this, and I'm going to get very development director right now and technical. But to receive some of these grants, federal, state, you know, money, you need to match a certain percent by community funds. So you have to receive that. So places like United Way or a golf tournament that you do or whatever that helps you.
It goes in the pot.
It goes in the pot.
It goes in the pot.
So the dollar
you need that pot. It's like curry chicken.
All the ingredients.
Exactly. It's like all the ingredients.
Guarro con pollo. Yeah. Whatever. All the ingredients yeah, there. So you need that dollar that you give turns into $3, $4, $5
right,
dollars
right.
because it's needed in order to receive
the
other
funds. They want to see that you guys are
now,
doing the work.
With that said, we also know that grants, funding, federal funding, all that. And I experienced this in my previous position, the previous organization. You're also one signature away from Congress and a president
cut. Yeah.
to be cut.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, there it is. Like
and
a scissors.
Literally.
Like one scissors cut.
So right. Meals on Wheels, whatever that might be. So what does that mean? That we have to continue to rely on community support.
Right.
Because, you know, at no point we want to say, well, we're now, you know, 30% of these funds are not here, so we what, not feeding people? Unacceptable. You know, so...
yeah, because the person who's making the decision to cut funding for nonprofits doesn't understand services is not Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's not Tuesday, Thursday. It's every day.
And people it is needed.
People have to eat every day. They have to bathe every day. They have
so,
to... some. You know, they need their services.
They need their services. So, and you know, at the end of the day, I always... I'm in this mission to make sure that we don't say only nonprofit, right? Because we hear nonprofit and we immediately think, well, they're, you know, poor or they're going to ask for money.
Yeah,
you know, if
yeah.
I say we are really at the core, it's a social impact organization, right? So what the government cannot do, we bridge that gap. And what you as a private company, you know, we collaborate with L3 Harris, Community Credit Union, things like that. What community do you want to see? So we're the tool that builds that vision.
Your
right?
community sisters and brothers.
Yeah. So yeah. if you want to live in a community where you know your senior neighbor gets fed, you support organizations. Or whether it's you don't want to see homeless or you want foster care kids to be taken. Look through these social impact organizations and they're the tools, again, that will help. What is your vision for that community? And my vision for the community in Brevard is that hopefully you can come here and retire here, be a senior here, and know that it's going to be okay.
And so are the volunteer hours matched as well?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. so for instance, if even the three of us, if we decided to give an
that's
hour,
that's a match.
That's a match as well.
Yep. That's so, why I say we so take funds and we take volunteers, please.
and that's the part that we always say, Sita, right? Is that sometimes you got a little change that you can put toward it, but you can always figure out how to make time for the things that are most important. Right. And you've always said that. And yes. for this is one of those things that's really important.
Well, and the thing is, when people hear about Aging Matters, and someone at the gym actually said this to me this morning, they're like, oh, that's the organization that takes care of people. It's Meals on Wheels. I said, it's not just Meals on Wheels.
Thank you so much for saying
that.
I said,
it's seniors at lunch. Mm-hmm. It's senior trans service. Mm-hmm. I did talk about Sunflower House mm-hmm. because we've always had patients that came in and attended their events and stuff. I said, it's about the vets, driving the vets, the kitchen. And I said, most importantly, it's about retired people, even young people who have a few hours mm-hmm. that can give, that we need you.
That we need you. And to go another program we have, so RSVP, we're talking here about programs that help seniors, but sometimes those seniors want to help other seniors. So if that's the case, please contact us, because through our RSVP program, we will match you with other organizations, not just us, so you can volunteer.
So you partner with other organizations.
So again, it's the whole quality of life, right? So this senior that comes to us might not need any of our service, but they have the time to provide to other seniors. So it's that that collaboration, you
it's
know, that
village.
Creating community together.
So mm-hmm. I know I learned about taking care of the seniors and the babies and the children from having 18 brothers and sisters, of course. But for friends who are tuning into Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we're talking with Vimari
Monopoly.
She is the development director for Aging Matters of Brevard. And we're just speaking about caregiving for the elderly and services. So here's the thing. I learned about caregiving as a child from my home. Everything starts at home, the foundation for everything. But a lot of people don't have someone to teach them. So do you then go out to the schools and talk to our students about taking care of the community? Or do you then go out to churches and talk? It's okay to read a Bible verse or from my book, the Ramayan or the Quran, or read even from other texts. But some people say it with their lips, but they don't do it in actions, right? So where do we find people that actually have empathy and compassion and care about our community? Because some people are not getting this training at home. We see the disrespect in our nation with school children even, right? So how are you getting this word across? It is not just the elderly and the people at home who have some hours, but children can also give back.
I think in two ways. First, by being the example at home. My girls have seen me volunteering and being involved. They were folding Relay for Life t-shirts when they were like tiny.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And doing hula hoop competitions at 1 a.m. for Relay for Life. So it is definitely the example for me at home. I am very big on legacy. I am very thankful for every single day. And I know that I don't take any of this. So I live through them and then, you know, through their kids and things like that. So on a personal level, it's very important for me to have that impact on my family, my community, and use my skills to hopefully better the community. We do work with schools and we do work with church and different companies. But Brevard is very long, people, and I cannot be everywhere at all
time. So you need us.
So I need people like you, Sita, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity to ask the question, you know, what are you doing for others and how can you help? And like you mentioned, it doesn't even take that long. It could be that 1-2 hours every month. Trust me when I said you will feel so much better about everything else. Turn off the news for just those 2 hours.
Or take the time to listen.
And take the time.
There's such a stigma attached to growing older, bolder, mm-hmm. and wiser, like we always like to say. But some people are afraid to say, well, listen, I need assistance now with my bathing, dressing, and mm-hmm. grooming. I need assistance because I'm getting incontinent. Oh, I can't see to drive. Or, you know, I went to the doctor's office and I couldn't fill out my form. People get to that point where they're ashamed of growing old. But we need to say, hey, growing old is a gift.
It is a gift.
Because not everybody lives to have gray hair, right? So how do we get more people to say, you know what, I have a granny, I have a nanny, I have a neighbor who is older, and I'm going to go, and we don't want you to knock on people's doors because you might get in trouble, but if you see them walking a pet or something, mm-hmm. stop and say, how are you?
Again, I think it's by doing it ourselves and the example and sharing it and having these opportunities and these platforms, but it starts when they're little. It starts at home and collaborating with schools and, you know, and
I remember the reading program, because there's a not-for-profit reading program mm-hmm. that's here in Brevard County. And I remember them coming to one of the senior facilities, like I don't think it was a memory care. I think it was just an assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. But the children who were like in second grade, probably not great readers, but they would sit and read books.
Well, I remember in the old days, you could sit next to someone or in their lap. You can't do that anymore. The world has changed, fellas.
But you
girls.
Can still go to the organization, and they have like a reading room, or they have an activity room. And now you're helping too. You're helping the child read better and get a confidence. And then the senior gets a little.
And my girls and I used to go. They used to be in Girl Scout troops, and one of the things they would go caroling, you know, to the different senior. Right. Living facilities. So right. Again, it's exposure, it's communication.
It's being a human being.
It's being a human
being. It's one thing when you say God, for God so loved the world, mm-hmm. you know that God loved the world, right? But here, our listeners on Viewpoint with Cedar and Friends your website, how they can go on and fill out a form to get contacted to be a volunteer or donate some money, donate some time, whatever you need. Give us the website and the phone number for Aging Matters.
Well, the website is agingmattersbrevard.org. I know it's so long.
It's very good.
agingmattersbrevard.org. And there's different phone numbers, but start with 321-631-2749. 321-631-2749. But everything, it's on the website. So if you go to the website, you can see the different programs there and specific contacts.
And I've had a question, too. Is there an age that you're considered a senior? What's the age?
55.
Is it 55?
I'm getting so close to that age.
It's getting closer.
It's getting closer and closer.
Welcome aboard.
Some of our programs are 60 and above, some 55 and above, some 65 and above. So it depends on the program. RSVP, which is to volunteer, I believe, is 55. The rest are actually 60.
And really quick, before Danny cuts us off, cutting off the programs with the scissors, pets. Some people have pets and they need assistance with their pets.
I'm so excited you asked about
that.
So we do have our Pets on Wheels program. Oh, I'm so happy we're going to end with this. But so we discovered that many of our seniors, if it was between feeding themselves or feeding their pets, they will feed their pets. These are their companions and loved ones. So we collaborate with the Humane Society, and once a month to all of our clients that have pets, we deliver food for them so they can have that. So we have our Pets on Wheels program, and you can volunteer for that once a month.
Any events coming up that we should know of? Because I know you guys have fabulous events. The only problem is it's always on a day when I am booked for something.
Well, you just missed a great one.
Yeah, I know I did. I know. That's the same day for the gala, the Caribbean gala.
Yes. You missed that great one. But we have two things coming up. We have our end of year campaign this year. Instead of just sending a letter and saying, please give us your money, we actually started, we're collaborating with Therese Ferguson, which is a award-winning local artist, and we have our first holiday ornament. Okay, so if you $30, which is $1 a day, feeds a senior for a week, we encourage you to go on our website and purchase your 2023 Aging Matters holiday. Hopefully it becomes part of a tradition for every year for you to collect. It will be different, all done by local artists. So we want to do that, that one is all going to go to Meals on Wheels.
Because we have a price range for it.
It starts at, you can donate whatever, but it starts at 30. So because it will feed that senior for a week, and our goal is to have it at zero. That waiting list, we don't want anybody on that waiting list. So give the $30, feed the senior, receive your ornament, put it there, and think of us, you know, with your loved ones throughout the season. And I'm not sure if I can say this, but I'm going to say it. Then we are going to be one of the recipients of the Sheriff Ivy's Dancing for the Space Ghost.
Oh, very cool.
So our President Tom is going to be dancing, and I'm going to pay to see that. And I encourage you to stay tuned for that.
Well, make sure you check into agingmattersbrevard.org, where you'll get Fantastic website, by the way. Very easy to understand. You'll find out where all the events are. You'll find out about all the services, the phone numbers, the in-home services, all the extra things that are available through Aging Matters that maybe we didn't even cover today, because there's a list of things that are available. And once again, don't forget about the volunteering part of it. That not only is it volunteering for you, because it'll, you know, get you out of the house and doing something great for your community, but it also allows Aging Matters to have a matching gift donation because of those volunteer hours. So fantastic. And Sita, you always like come up with the most specific, like great opportunities for people, especially around the holidays. You know, this time of year, people are lonelier, it seems. Like, there's a lot of things that are going on.
Well,
so there, now's the time to really get engaged with
your
community.
Well, it's not enough to talk about COVID isolating people. It's action.
Right.
It's about action. It's not, at this time, leave the thoughts, but let's see some action, because the elderly needs us. They are the reason why we are here, and it's our responsibility to take care of them, right? So anyways, we're going to go to the second segment, Miss Ellen.
Okay.
Danny's going to go to ads.
Fantastic. I would just want to take one more shout out to Bobby's at Parkside for sponsoring this part of the segment.
Nine Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County and Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture.
Welcome to MedFast Urgent Care. We are Brevard County's largest urgent care network. MedFast is now open at 7:30 a.m. every day. That's right, 7:30 a.m. every day. We will get you in and out so you can get back to your day. When you are sick or injured, MedFast is here for you 7 days a week. Think fast, think MedFast. With 18 locations, there's a MedFast near you. Call 321-MEDFAST.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana?
Located in Titusville,
Missouri, Financial Dixie Cross
is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Choctaw Financial Group can
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, FM 100.7, and online everywhere, Miss Ellen.
That's right. On 1510wwbc.com, you can go to that website, hit the Listen Live button, and get us on any one of your listening devices live and in person. Or if you'd like our archives of our shows, they're also there on the On Demand button on that website, as well as all of our social media channels. And our website, which is SitaMediaInc.com.
That's right. It's so good to be here today. Our show is just flowing so beautifully.
Right.
And we all know that, Danny, thank you for giving us an opportunity to be on air. We're going on 15 years. We thank you. We thank the station. We thank all our sponsors. And Ellen, tomorrow is a very important day. There's some people who are going to be voting tomorrow. Everyone right. should be voting in their municipalities. You know I was having trouble with
I
that.
Know.
Why is it? I don't know. But anyway, our friend Sammy Brown is on the ballot in Rockledge.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Torpy, who was here a few weeks ago, he's on the ballot.
Right.
The city council races, everything is all local. People
right.
can't complain if they don't vote.
That's right. And that's where it all starts. And this is a great way to teach your children civics.
That's
and
right.
The voting system in our country.
Your municipality's they do make a difference who's elected, correct?
Absolutely.
So anyways, you know, I'm always surfing, looking for friends to call in on our show. And we got a very nice gentleman who is calling in from San Jose, California. His name is Mr. Thomas Wells. He's an author. He received his Doctorate of Arts degree from Harrison Middleton University. He currently has, get this, his book is a poetry book. And we've had lots of poets on our show before. It's available through Yorkshire Publishing. But his book is called Complexions of Being. He's received a lot of rave reviews over the years. But today he's calling in to talk about himself, the book, and why he is so concerned about our democracy. And Ali, we are all concerned about our democracy. So we let's hear what Mr. Thomas has to say. Well, thank you for taking the time, Mr. Wells, to call in from San Jose, California. Welcome to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Thank you so much, Sita, for giving me this opportunity to speak to your listeners. I'm very grateful. And I, as you say, wanted to talk about two different topics. And the first is, as you mentioned, my new poetry book, Complexions of Being. And I was wondering if I could start out on that topic by reading a sample poem that's very short.
Absolutely. You can, as long as it, I think Danny likes us, if someone is reading something, we can't have dead air. So maybe a minute or so, that would be wonderful. If you could take a minute and read part of it or some of it, that would be great.
Okay, it's just, it's my own poem. So the title of the poem is Certain Days, and it's, on certain days, I'm moved only by a tailwind, the breathing of the sky, the cadence of my heart. On special days, I know only the imagined, the sanguine waltz cascading from the start. Some days, I just inhale the spice of powder earth, the emanation of every life force I behold. I dwell in iterations, the treasures of life I unearth. Each moment is serendipitous, so wondrous and bold. On given days, I inhabit my core quiet, my still pond, in touch with my tranquil repose, my smooth slumber. I center in my soothing moment, never looking beyond. I may be circumspect in my introspection, but never somber. On different days, I drift on tidal dreams of many moons, the wash of whispering oceans and undiscovered seas. I breathe in the briny fever of green, my private lagoons. I savor the firmament, all the pleasures felt with ease. On other days, I carry the chorus of every enduring flame, every deep carnal craving recalled, renewed, and revived. I regret all the lost loves for which I am solely to blame. Repairing my past, I long to heal all those I have deprived. On certain days, I am moved only by a tailwind. I touch my reset button to live all my life in the imagined.
Wow, it sounds like you have the weight of the world on your loving, compassionate, empathetic heart when you go to bed at night. You are worried, Mr. Wells, and a lot of us share your concerns and your worries, because I actually just got a text from a friend of mine in New York, and she said, girl, it is very scary at the polling stations, at some of the places where people are supposed to vote. There's very scarce human beings. People did not turn out. In some areas, they're not turning out to vote. Tomorrow's election day, of course, right? And I think some of the polls are early voting. So you mentioned to me that you are very worried about our democracy, and so are we. What can we do to help our world and the United States at this point?
Well, I'm calling on the people in your listenership to become a democracy defender. And I will explain what I mean more by that. I think you've already touched on some of that before I even came in here, where you talked about getting out to vote and supporting candidates that you want to get elected. But I will go more into that later. I think that what we're faced with is that regardless of whether They consider themselves Republicans, independents, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, or moderates. A growing number of people across the country are becoming concerned about the democracy. And if you are one of these people, and I'm reaching you, I'm calling out to you now. In the recent past, you, Sita, you may know this. The Republican Party was a party of small government and conservative values. It was a party of Ronald Reagan and personal responsibility. But it is, the party has changed, and the you may agree or disagree with those values in the party, but those were the principles that the party stood for. And what we have now is a different Republican Party. And there are people in the Republican Party who stay there, but who are very critical of it. I'm referring to people like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. And there are some people who have left the party out of disillusionment and are forming new organizations to defend democracy. I refer here to the former campaign manager of George Bush, Steve Schmidt. He was also the campaign manager for John McCain.
Well, and Steve, I've listened to Steve a lot too, and he's changed a lot over the years. He's become such a compassionate man that, I mean, sometimes when he speaks about the democracy, not just of the United States, but all around the world, he's got tears in his eyes. And I said, oh my God, is this the same fighter, this firebrand that we used to see on the news a few years ago? And I think what it is people at the end of the day, Mr. Wells, everyone wants a home, a job, life insurance, health insurance, food on the table. They want a warm bed. They want the freedom to practice their religion. People just want to be appreciated and loved, and they want to do it in peace and harmony. I think people just are looking for safety at the end of the day. Nobody wants anything different. And I see Allie is shaking her head here. She's going to jump right in because she's said quite a few things to our younger people about why they should be voting, because all these things are on the ballot block, your safety, your security, your education, and all that.
Yes. Well, if there's a whole group of us that, you know, over the United States.
And I people who feel the way you describe should unite, regardless of their political orientation. And that's already happening. I would also add that I'm somewhat critical of liberals who are not doing enough to reach out to conservatives or people of different political stripes.
Well, there we go with the curry chicken pot again.
There we go.
We've said on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends that in order to reach the other side, whether you live in an upscale neighborhood, whether you live in a downscale neighborhood, whether you live in neighborhoods with socioeconomic issues, you know what? Make a little noise. Get some drums, get some food, invite people over, sing like Ellen with a guitar or a ukulele or whatever, and say, let's talk. Let's agree to disagree. And Ellen's going to jump right in because we have to get back to where people who are black, white, green, yellow, purple, whatever it is you are, whatever religion, wherever you came from, start. That's what I do. And when I say namaste, I mean the spirit that lives in me lives in you, and I'm not going to judge anyone. I'm just here on a vacation on God's planet, and I just want to enjoy it in peace and love and harmony.
Well, I have a great quote from one of your favorite. From one of your favorite.
Establish a kind of language that you're talking about, where people of different affiliations can talk to each other and feel each other with empathy. Democracy provides a forum for empathy, for reaching out to people across the political lines, whether or not you agree or not.
Well, we always
Ellen is going to jump in here. Hold on one second. Go for it.
Always talk about world peace, that we would like to wake up one day and talk about and be able to say we have world peace. And one of your favorite presidents, Sita, had the best quote ever. And he says, Jimmy Carter, the best way to enhance freedom in other lands is to demonstrate here that our democratic system is worthy of emulation.
Oh, correct.
So, right? When we're not showing democracy working here, every other country and every other non-peace-loving country, nation, is not looking at us and saying, wow, democracy works. They're looking at it like how we're acting right now.
Right.
So we need to fix that. And the other part of it is that going back to what Mr. Wells was saying, I think it was Ben Franklin that said, the only way democracy works is if the citizens are contentious. But I don't think, unfortunately, I don't think we learned how to debate. I think we lost the art of being contentious but not being like
ugly.
Critical and ugly.
Well, you know,
there's
strength in peace.
Things.
I believe
that's
there's
right.
strength
I
in peace.
Too.
So, Mr. Thomas, you had a few selected a question that you wanted to pose to us. So one of them was, do we want a government to tell us what our children should and should not read? I do believe that belongs. Parents have that right. And if a parent...
That is correct.
That's okay.
That is correct.
All right. And you also said, do you believe...
There are other questions that I just want to pose to people.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you think the government should tell a woman what she should do with her body?
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Do you think that the state legislature should be passing, making laws that would cause it to be harder for you to vote? Are you worried about gerrymandering and too much political power in the hands of politicians who do not have a democratic majority? Okay? If you're people who feel that way, then I'm talking to you. I'm reaching out to you to become a democracy defender. And according to a congressional report, Florida is one of four states where election officials have been harassed and threatened amid a torrent of unfounded allegations of voter fraud and conspiracy. Now, even Governor DeSantis pointed out that the election in 2020 was safe and there was no issue with the voting process. But election workers are still receiving threats over the phone and by email. This causes the election people to resign from their jobs and out of fear for themselves and for the fear for their families. Can you imagine receiving threats to you and your family? Well, people are sending you emails saying they know where you live or things like that. This is not the way democracy is supposed to work. This is what the authoritarians do.
I think you have a valid concern, and we have a lot of our listeners that share those concerns as well. But you know, I think the bigger problem is here that people are so busy with their day-to-day life of just putting food on the table, putting gas in the car, getting a decent wage, getting a health insurance quote. People are on their daily lives trying to just survive in this big bad world, and they're not taking the time to read, you know, from proper journalists and proper sites or talk to their representatives. Because when you said gerrymandering, that is such a big issue in so many states. We're seeing the Supreme Court is voting on a lot of those right now. But gerrymandering basically is that you're not going to be represented by the person that you actually should be represented by. There's other people that's going to be coming into your district to represent you that you're not sure about this person. So talk to us a little bit about the education aspect of why so many people don't vote. A lot of people say my vote don't count. But I'm here to say that it does count, and people should look at both parties, agree to disagree, and vote your conscience.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Sita. What I think that people should do, and you've already mentioned it, is the first thing everyone should do is the most basic. You must become a regular participant in the democratic process. It means becoming aware of when the next election is scheduled, making absolutely sure that you are registered, and then becoming familiar with the issues and politicians running on the ballot. Now, you raise a good point. People are very busy in their lives. A lot of people are just living paycheck to paycheck, you know. And for people like that, it's hard for them to keep track. But if you are committed to defending our democracy, which I think we all should be, it means making sure that you are aware of who's on the ballot and making sure that you go and vote when you can. I'm just a poet, and I believe that we must find a way to get along. And democracy is the best way to do that. I've mentioned the new voter suppression. Well, I haven't mentioned it, actually. I skipped over it. But there's a new voter suppression law in Florida. As a result, the registration and voting may not be as easy as it should be. And that could be discouraging to some people. They might feel frustrated. But as a democracy defender, you should anticipate difficulty and be prepared with a plan to complete the voting process despite the barriers. There are other ways you, as a democracy defender, can make a difference. Your church might have a social action committee that can involve itself in assisting people to vote, get registered as to vote, or to getting them to the polls on election day. If you are a member of a union, you might assist their efforts before and during the election process. Similarly, you can work through community organizations. You've talked about senior citizens. There are a lot of senior citizen groups, and those groups can do education on issues, environmental organizations. You might also investigate ways to become involved in school board elections, which have
well,
been...
Mr. Wells, we have 1 minute left, and I think one of the things people can do, too, is get back to the kitchen table, get back to sitting... Whether you sit on a stoop, whether you sit on a chair, whether you sit around a table and have lunch or dinner, whether you sit for Thanksgiving or Christmas, talk about issues facing yourself and your family. Somebody might say, hey, you're going to have a baby. Great news. But guess what? Daycare workers are not paid enough. We don't have enough daycare workers. We don't have enough people watching the children so mothers could go back to work. So, you know, politics is life. And some people think that life is not politics, but it is. From the minute you wake up, the diaper you wear when you're a baby to the brief they put on you in a nursing home, it is politics. And I think what you're saying is people need to start having conversations and see how daily politics affect their lives. So give us the website where we can find your book. And if somebody wants to... Go ahead. Where can we find your book?
On Amazon. You can find it on Barnes & Noble. You can find it on Abe Books. You can also find it at YorkshirePublishing.com.
Well, Mr. Thomas Wells, Doctorate of Arts degree from Harrison Middleton University, you are quite a delightful person to call in and speak on our show. We are very, very happy that you took this time and educated us. You educated us and our listeners.
And I'll make sure that all of this great information is shared on our website and all of our social media channels. But I do want to give one quick plug, the municipalities that are voting tomorrow, City of Cape Canaveral, City of Indian Harbor Beach, the Town of Melbourne Beach, the City of Rockledge, and Barefoot Bay Recreation District. All of those can be found on votebrevard.gov, and you can actually download a sample ballot to get yourself ready for tomorrow. Once again, Sita, another fantastic episode of Viewpoint with Sita
and Friends.
I'm glad
you brought that up because people need to check their address, their signature.
Well, it's all there.
So our voters registration website is great in Brevard. Got to get out and vote. We'll talk to our friends later.
That's right. Ali, Sita, we will see you next week here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends at 1 p.m., 1510wwbc.com.